Are you ready to dip in?
Welcome to the Divine Intervention Podcast. I'm Freya.
And I'm Holly.
And we're here to guide you through spirituality, taboo topics, and everything in between.
We'll dip our toes into some topics and dive deeper into others. Nothing is off the table.
This is a safe space for you, our listeners, to learn, grow, be inspired, and open your heart and mind.
Get ready. Let's take the plunge together.
Welcome, Dippers. We're back with episode 5 of the Divine Intervention Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about angel numbers, signs from the heavens, and everything in between.
I'm really excited for this episode. It's going to be super cool.
I think so too. I think a lot of people can relate to it. Surely everyone has seen maybe 111 or 1111, 222, whatever it is for you. And we're so excited to shine a little bit more light on that and share our personal experiences as well.
Yeah, but first, let's get into our card of the week and the astrology news. So, Freya, which card did you pull for our listeners for this week?
The card I pulled for this week is the Page of Cups. So, obviously, Cups represents emotions and feelings, and the Page is a very youthful person. This card is saying to you, in the upcoming week, try to really tap into that inner child of yours. There will be plenty of new opportunities coming your way, maybe even a potential new love interest. Or if you're already in a relationship, this can be a great time to maybe take a step further. Just remind yourself to look at it maybe from a child or youthful perspective. Have fun with it, get the creative juices going, and flow throughout this week.
Yeah, amazing. That's a really beautiful message. I love that, the Page of Cups.
Yeah, it definitely represents positivity, new exciting things on the horizon, have fun with it, enjoy life's pleasures, all of that, which I think is always good to do anyway, but it's nice when you have the universe on your side.
That is a really nice segue into our astrology news, the Page of Cups, because we have a couple of minor transits happening this week in the sky. There's actually nothing major happening for this week, which is kind of nice. It's a little bit of a relief, but I will talk about a couple of transits. So the first one being this week, the Sun is squaring Saturn. And so that brings a little bit of pressure for us. So Saturn represents hard work, discipline, striving for your goals, achievement. And when our sun, which is our main identity, when these two energies are in a bit of tension, we basically feel like someone's looking over our shoulder, kind of saying, okay, Freya, are you doing all you can to achieve your goals? Are you working hard enough? And you just might feel a pressure to be somewhere already.
I feel very seen at this moment.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but I wanted to ask you, because maybe this is a silly question, but what does it mean when you say the sun is squaring Saturn?
So it's an angle.
It's an angle
in the sky. So there's all these different angles, which are called aspects, and transiting planets, which are planets that are moving. When they are sitting in certain positions, they create angles.
Depending
on the degree of that angle, astrologers determine whether that's going to be a positive influence or potentially a stressful influence or a challenging influence.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that flows in nicely with the Page of Cups. If you feel that pressure, which you're probably going to feel because of that position of the Sun and Saturn, remind yourself to take a youthful approach, have fun with it. The universe is on your side. Things will flow your way. Don't take it as hard as it may feel.
Definitely, because the pressure really is coming internally.
Oh.
You know, so just take a breath and say, everything's going to be okay.
Say namaste.
Say namaste. The other thing that's happening in the sky this week is the moon is transiting through Libra, just through the middle of the week. And I just wanted to mention this because Freya, you said in the Page of Cups there could be a new partnership on the horizon or someone coming into your life. And Moon in Libra is all about emotions in partnerships and relationships and being one half of a couple, whether that be romantic or work-related or friendship-related. So, yeah, when the Moon's sitting in Libra, it's a beautiful time to connect emotionally with others.
New things on the horizon. So plenty of you will have had moments in their lives where they keep seeing the same number sequence, us included. And today we want to talk to you about this, dive a little bit deeper and get to know a little bit more behind the meanings of these angel numbers, if I may call them that way. Holly, what is your opinion on these numbers? Like, what do you think that they mean?
So I think when I see numbers in repetition, so 111 or 444, or I think that it's significant and it is a sign from the universe, or it's a sign from a higher power, that the higher power is trying to contact you, maybe to give you a message or just to remind us that we're being supported and that we're being guided on our path.
Definitely. And I feel like this can be quite broad. Do you believe that it's only ancestors or people that may have left us already that are trying to contact us? Or do you think there's also outer forces in the universe that are trying to reach us?
I believe in all the forces.
All the forces.
So the reason that they're called angel numbers is that because when the digits come in multiples, they basically amplify the meaning behind that number. And the angels supposedly send us these numbers to guide and support us. But you can believe kind of whatever resonates with you. So I think you can see these numbers as the angels guiding you. You can see the numbers as the universe guiding you. Or if a particular number resonates or is attached to a past family member for you, it could be a past family member guiding you. You know, if you're seeing the number 19 everywhere, you can Google that number and see what the significance behind that number is. Or perhaps you can reflect and see if this number means anything to you from a past family member. So potentially that was their birthday, or maybe it was the day they passed away, and it could be that particular family member trying to contact you. Either way, I always think it's a positive sign.
Always think it's a positive sign. I think it's important to notice how you feel when you see the numbers as well. And I think we should dip into a little bit of our own personal experiences with numbers, angel numbers, but also with other signs of divine guidance, if we may call it that way. So I think one that really stands out to me is when we first were talking about doing this podcast.
Yes.
Me and Holly went out and we had a little coffee and we were chatting about it. And as Holly went to pay for our coffees, the total came to $11.11.
Yeah, $11.11.
And I just remember I already left Holly texting me, oh my God. For both of us in that moment, we were like, yeah. This is so right. This is what we're meant to be doing. This aligns with our higher purpose. This is something that needs to be on our path.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really positive experience and a really a confidence booster to receive that message. Yeah. And it's so valuable.
So valuable. And it's such a, exactly what you said, it's such a boost. It's such a like, yay, like the universe is on our side and we are being guided. We're on the right path. Yeah, I love
that. And sometimes it can really be just that thing that you need to make a decision in your life or to change things up a little bit. Because I know that you had this moment when you were working. I think, were you working at a cafe?
Last year I was working in a retail shop.
It was a retail shop.
Oh, yeah. So I was working in a part-time job and I had a lot of negative feelings towards it purely because I struggled to pick up a part-time work that really fulfilled me while I chased my other passions. And I just had to go, you know what, Holly, you need to be financially stable. So we're just going to take what we can get at this point.
Mm.
So I got a job in retail and the job required me to look at the screen at least once an hour and work out the sales figures, work out the items per sale, the items per hour, all of these numbers effectively. So once an hour, I would look at this screen full of numbers. And without fail, there would always be average dollar transaction, $11.11, wow, or average items per sale, 2.22. Mm. And I just saw that as a sign. Every time I saw that sign, I just smiled and went, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Angels, universe, spirit guides, they're all guiding me. They're all putting little messages on my path being like, stick it out, Holly. Like, I know that this is a bit not great at the moment and I know you're not enjoying it, but this is a necessary part of your path.
I love that that is your interpretation of it, which sort of leads into angel numbers can mean a lot of different things. If you would Google it, look it up on Pinterest, there's plenty out there and everyone is saying something different almost. Mm. For example, about 111. I feel like it really is a message coming specifically for you. And we need to check in with ourselves. What message would I love to receive at this point in time? So it's interesting for me to hear you say, I wasn't happy in that situation, but I got the support to say, stick it out.
Mm.
Whereas my experience with the numbers has more been, I've been in similar situations, but I grabbed that angel number and was like, okay, this is the time to go.
Yeah.
This is the time to release. There's plenty of other signs out there as well, not just the numbers. For example, animals.
Animals, yeah. Animals. I think the universe, the angels, the higher powers are always trying to contact us and send us little symbols. And so, yeah, animals is definitely one of them. So if you are regularly seeing a certain kind of animal, or perhaps this animal's popping up through dreams, you can definitely look it up.
Yeah, and often this specific animal is linked to a person or a feeling or an experience that is very close to your heart. Like mine, for example, when I was younger, my grandparents always used to read to me from this butterfly book. And this book came out like every time. I know every page in this book. I know every butterfly by name. It's crazy. And I especially remember this one page where there was this camouflage butterfly, and we would always sit there for hours and I would like find the butterfly and I would still let it take me 5 minutes, even though after time I of course knew where it was. And throughout my life, as I moved away from my home country, the Netherlands, and moved here, I noticed that at certain moments I started seeing butterflies when I felt alone and when I felt I needed that support. Now, my grandparents are still very much alive, but I still believe that that was a way for either them to connect with me or for the universe to send me a sign that reminded me of them to say, you are supported, you are not alone.
I love that. That's so beautiful. Butterflies have a bit of a tradition in my family as well. My family believes that if there's a certain butterfly hanging around you and it doesn't just flutter past, it literally circles around you or lands near you and spends a bit of time with you, we believe that that is a family member in spirit.
Oh,
coming to spend some time.
That is so interesting, because I once in my life had a butterfly land on my nose, and I can tell you, I did not see it as a spiritual experience. I was quite frightened by seeing it up close. It was a little bit scary, but maybe now looking back at that, I wish I would have embraced it a little bit more.
And butterflies are such beautiful creatures. They spiritually, they have a lot of significance to do with rebirth, transformation, new beginnings, fluttering off to something exciting. So butterflies are really positive.
Very, very positive. So yeah, we have the angel numbers, we have the animals. There's also certain items like feathers, for example.
Yeah, feathers are a big one for angels. From my belief and my research, if a feather crosses your path, particularly when, if you're standing in an aviary with lots of birds, obviously maybe that's not quite significant because there's going to be feathers flying everywhere. But if you are somewhere and randomly a feather is nearby or lands near you, I believe that that is a sign from the angels being like, hey, we're here, we're guiding you, you're on the right path. It actually happened to me recently. In the last 6 months, I was sitting at the beach, just spending a bit of alone time. I was feeling a bit scattered, a bit overwhelmed, and I just was like, I need to get to the beach to ground and just spend a bit of time for me. And so I was sitting there and looking at the water, getting some sun. And then I just looked to my left and it definitely wasn't there before, but there was a nice big white feather.
How special.
On my towel.
On the beach.
Yeah, on the beach. And I know the birds fly past, but it was on my towel. And I was like, thanks, angels. I really needed that today.
Yeah, and I mean, the beaches are long and wide on the Gold Coast. So for this specific feather to find you, must have been a sign.
Yeah, it really calmed me.
So. Calmed me and made you feel supported. And that's a thing that these signs from the heavens can really do. They can make you feel really comfortable. As a last example, I want to tap into something that happened in my family where we had one family member pass away. Another family member unfortunately couldn't be there due to the distance and just the time opportunity, window time frame closed. She was a bit upset and wondering, should I have gone earlier? Should I have read the signs? Is it okay that I wasn't there when this person passed? And she actually, on the evening of his passing, saw him in her dreams and he assured her, it is okay. You don't need to come and see me. I know you love me. I know you're here in spirit to support me. So that is not a beautiful way that angels can visit you to your dreams, but that's a whole different episode.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I just got tingles.
Ooh.
And we'll just briefly touch on dreams in that if you are seeing numbers in your dreams or animals in your dreams or family members, that's usually a little sign. So
usually a little sign. Take notice.
Let's dive a bit deeper into these numbers. So angel numbers are, in effect, a form of numerology. So numerology is a whole art in itself. And that's a whole nother episode, really. But numerology dives into like adding up the numbers in your birthday, finding out your life path number, all of that kind of stuff. But let's just stick with the angel numbers. And so they start basically from single digits before they move up to doubles, triples, quads. So Freya, what's your understanding of the individual meaning of specific single digits?
Yeah, let's just walk through maybe a number 0 to 10. I do want to do a little disclaimer. Every number can mean something different to every single person. There is once again so much information on the internet available on this, but let's just dabble into what I believe the numbers mean, the single digits to me. This is a little bit linked to the tarot, because obviously the tarot is also a sequence of numbers. But yeah, let's dive off. There's a little bit of controversy if 0 is a number. I definitely think it is. And for me, number 0 is basically the cosmic egg, depending on the shape as well.
I love that. Though.
And it means the infinite possibilities that are out there. In tarot, it's linked to the Fool, right? It can literally go anywhere. You're at the start of something new. Then we flow into number 1. Number 1 is obviously at the beginning of a lot of sequences. And it means new possibilities, new opportunities, new beginnings. And also a little bit that freshness that you have when you start something new. So you're not fully a master at it yet. So that is number 1 for me. Number 2, duality, balance, partnerships. So it can mean an important relationship that may come into your life at some point, but can also be an urge to look at your life and if things are actually in balance. Like, are you juggling too many work priorities, or maybe even your romantic life and your work life? Mm. That is something that number 2 can really seem at. Number 3... I'm trying to say number 3 really well, because with my accent I tend to say tree like the plant, which is not what we're talking about here.
I love your accent though.
Thank you.
I think it brings a nice flavor to
Thank
the podcast.
Thank you. I find TH really, really difficult, but yeah, I'm trying hard.
Let's just go with tree.
Tree. Sorry. Number 3. For me is a number of support, acknowledgement, others seeing you and working with you and supporting you on your journey. At the same time, number 3 is for me a number that is connected to the heavens. and everything beyond and above.
Actually, that makes sense because I've heard that the threes are like mind, body, spirit, heavenly. Mm,
definitely. And even if you think about the last episode about manifestation, how we had the 369 rule, number three was one of the divine numbers.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where the link comes from with the heavens. Fours then are for me about the earth and all about stability, setting boundaries, being grounded, a little bit more towards like the finance, the security. Four is just very balanced.
I need this four in my life.
And while the number four really represents stability and boundaries, number five is more about instability and challenges. Often in the tarot, it also comes with some sort of a loss, which makes sense because there are challenges and instability which will usually lead to changes. So that's probably why it's linked to a loss sometimes, because you have to shed some things in order to move on to something new. This is not only negative, of course, this can also be positive change. Number six are all about harmony in your situation improving and things looking up for you. Number seven is one of my favorite numbers. I always say it combines number three for the heavens and number four for the earth. So it's all about bringing into reality what is out in the universe in your dreams or your manifestation and making it into something that is actual, touchable here on earth.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, it's also, again, a number of potential and ambitious and all the opportunities that are out there for you. Number eight is all about rewards and progress and moving forward towards your dreams and goals. It's 2 times 4, which is the number of stability and boundaries. So 8 is an intensification of that. It really is about bringing the harmony into your day-to-day life. 9s are a number of intensity. So whatever you're thinking of or seeing or which card you pull when you see this number is going to be intensified once again. Number 10 is all about endings and new beginnings. It's the full circle moment, and whenever something comes to an end, something new always starts. So that is what number 10 is all about. So yeah, that's a little overview of numbers 0 to 10 and my personal feelings about these single digits.
I love those explanations because we know that angel numbers, when they are numbers in repetition, they are basically amplifying that meaning of the single digit. So when you're seeing, you were saying number 2 is about two paths and duality and balance and partnerships. So if you're seeing that in a triple, so 2, 2, 2, it amplifies that significance. So I think that's really cool. Let's go through the triple digit numbers and have a chat about what we feel they mean and kind of some prompts to go through when you see these numbers.
Definitely. And as said before, I hate to be repeating myself, but obviously you're more than free to have different opinions on what these numbers mean. We just want to give you a little bit of guidance of what they mean to us.
Yeah, a little bit of general overview. But trust your intuition as always, which leads us straight into 111. So 111 is intuition. So trust your gut and listen to your heart.
Yeah, so a good question you can ask yourself if you want to dive a little bit deeper when this number comes up for you is, how can I better listen and trust my intuition?
Number 2. So 222 is all about alignment. So you are in the right place and the right time.
Ask yourself, is there any imbalances in my life and how can I improve this to live more in alignment with my higher self?
333. This is all about support. So your spiritual guides are around you, sending you love, support and guidance.
Ask yourself, am I recognizing the support I am receiving? Am I seeing the people that try to step up for me? And also, am I showing up as my higher self?
444 is all about protection. The universe and your spiritual guides are protecting you.
How can I trust more that the universe is always looking out for me? How can I surrender more to the divine timing? Or the divine intervention podcast.
Ooh, divine intervention. 555 is change. So something new is coming.
Challenge yourself to find ways to embrace this change and also the turbulent times that might be coming with it.
666 is about reflection, so it's time to wake up to your higher spiritual truth.
It's also time to shift your perspective and invite more positivity and harmony into your life.
777 is luck, so wonderful things are about to happen.
This is a great time to manifest and invite guidance if you're not sure where you want to be going.
888, balance. Everything is falling into place as it's meant to be.
Take inventory of where you need to step up and where you maybe need to step aside because it's not your responsibility. Invite, once again, more balance into your life.
And finally, 999 is about release. So it's time to let go of what's no longer serving you to make way for something new.
If this number shows up for you a fair bit, it might be time to do a life audit. Sit down, write down what serves you and what is no longer serving your higher self and on the divine path that you're on, and release everything that is no longer serving you.
Great, I love this. I think it's really important to have something to focus on when you do see these numbers, especially if you're always seeing the same sequence. So say you're always seeing threes, then you can go, okay, well, how can I action this?
Definitely. And think about how you feel and what message you want to be receiving when you see these numbers. We just explained a little bit of our feelings and thoughts behind these numbers. We're definitely going to put this on our Instagram as well, because I can understand it's a lot to take in. And that's the beautiful world of numerology and angel numbers, because we haven't even tapped into numerology yet. There's so much information out there and you can go so deep.
You can go so deep. And I think the main message to take away is that the universe is always guiding you. It's always protecting you and always sending you little signs. And so if you do have a question or a decision to make and you want some support from the angels, you want some support from the universe, you can put your intentions out there. And so I think this is a really fun thing to play with as well when you're asking the universe for signs. So if you have a decision to make, maybe should I take this job or should I go to that college? Maybe you can say, universe, please send me a sign in the next couple of days if I should take this new job. And the more specific you are, the better, because it means you will really take notice of it. So potentially you could say, show me a butterfly in the next couple of days, or show me some angel numbers.
Definitely. It's a fun thing to play with, and it's also a way to invite more of universe and angel guidance into your life. The more you open yourself, your heart and mind to it, the more you will receive. I truly believe that. And it's a beautiful thing to have little moments in your day-to-day life where you get these beautiful messages sent to you, and it can really be a source of guidance. And honestly, it can be anything. It can be anywhere. It can be the number of your house. It can be a license plate. It can be an animal, as we mentioned before. It can be a number sequence. It can be something reoccurring in your dreams. Like, the possibilities are endless. You just have to wake up and see it.
And I think that that's a real invitation to slow down during your day, take notice and be mindful, because maybe the universe is sending you your sign, but you're too busy to notice. So I think there's something to be said for stopping and smelling the roses, being aware, being in the present moment, and waiting for these signs to, cross your path.
Well, that's a wrap for our fifth episode, Holly.
I absolutely loved this, angel numbers and signs from the universe. Thank you everyone for tuning in. We hope you found some useful tips and some guidance.
Definitely. And thanks to everyone who voted on our poll on Instagram about which topic we should talk about next. We got heaps of inspiration for the upcoming weeks. And we're so excited to take you on a journey.
Yes, make sure you are following our socials. So we are at The Dip Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Jump on there. Please vote on our polls. It really helps us. We want to know what our listeners want to hear.
Until our paths align,
we'll see you at the next dip.